We seem to have a fascination with angels. According to television and movie lore, they help struggling baseball teams, can lose their immortality to have a love affair with a mortal, or show up to help struggling human beings in times of trouble. Historically, they've been declared the messengers of God, supernatural beings who pour out the wrath of God on humanity, and at times even worshiped. Are angels real? These are the headlines. In a moment, we're going to look at the important news behind the headlines.
Welcome to the Good News Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. The Good News doesn't try to cover up today's problems. This is a program that dares to look at today's dilemmas and ask the questions that must be asked. It seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. Please join Gary Petty for a discussion of today's Good News subjects.
People have always been fascinated by stories of invisible supernatural beings. The ancients developed complicated doctrines of angels. Hundreds of years ago, men of learning debated about the number of angels that could dance on the head of a pin. Yet even in our modern high-tech world, interest in the spirit world has never been stronger. Thousands of people today claim to be able to make genuine contact with spirit beings. These experiences they relate are highly convincing, and multitudes have been greatly influenced by them. The New Age movement emphasizes these unseen friends. Some people even worship angels. Books on channeling, crystals, reincarnation, and astrology are flooding the market and are being viewed with respect. Is this what the spirit world is all about? You know, all major world religions, Hinduism, Buddhism, Judaism, Islam, and Christianity, believe in the existence of angels. Do they all believe the same things? What does the Bible have to say about these unseen supernatural beings? Certainly, the topic of angels brings many questions. Is there an invisible spirit world, or are we just alone in the universe? Are angels real? Where do they come from? What do they do? Can angels help us understand ourselves? How do we relate to them? To discuss this fascinating topic, we're joined in the Good News Radio studios by United Church of God Pastor Steve Myers. Steve, it's always a pleasure to have you with us.
Good to be with you, Gary.
Okay, people believe in God, but as far as the spirit world, are we alone in the universe?
Well, scientists disagree. It's an interesting situation when you think about it, because so many times some people will say, well, we're not alone because there's aliens. And they approach it from that sense, that Earth was populated by aliens. Now, most scientists don't believe that, but some do. Others will look at it from the evolution standpoint, that we evolved, and so they would deny the fact that there would be any spirit world or anything like that. But if you want to get to the truth, you've got to go to your Bible. You've got to look at the Bible. What does the Bible say? What about God? What did God do? Did God make a spiritual realm? And when you look at the Bible, it's very clear. It says that God created the heaven and everything there. If you look at Colossians chapter 1 and verse 16, it tells us all things were created that are in heaven and earth by God. He did that. In fact, even in Ephesians 6, it mentions that as well. It talks about a spiritual host of wickedness in that case, but he makes it very plain that God created a spiritual realm. So according to the Bible, we're not alone. We are not alone. We were created by the living God of the Bible. And He's spirit, and He made it, and He's present with us at all times. And so God did it, and He made it.
Okay, so we know God exists, and we exist, and there is some kind of spirit world. Have angels, these supernatural beings, have they always existed?
No, they haven't. The Bible is clear that God created them at a specific time. Psalm 148, verse 2, it says that the heavens were rejoicing, that God created angels at a certain time, and that He commanded and they were created. That's what that passage specifically says there in Psalm 148. And so when you look through the Bible, it's very clear that angels were created, and there's lots of different terms used for them. They are sometimes referred to as morning stars. Sometimes they're referred to as sons of God, stars of light. Those kinds of phrases are used to describe angels, and yet each one of those points to the fact that there was a time that they were actually made, that they didn't always exist.
Which I guess brings us to the next sort of logical question here. When were they created? I mean, is there any way of a reference point to figure out, is it billions of years or millions of years, or, you know, what time reference?
That is a tough question because we're not really told. So in that sense, we don't really know. But we do at least have an indication of the timing, I guess you could say. In Job 38, it talks about the fact that when the morning stars sang together, it was at the creation of the earth. When the foundations of the earth were laid, it says that they shouted for joy. So we know that they were created before the earth was created, because they had to be around in order to shout for joy when it happened. And so we know that. Now, whenever that happened, we know that angels were created sometime before that, but certainly sometime after, you know, God the Father and Jesus Christ had lived forever before that.
So there's just certain things that we as human beings, even in the Bible, just can't know.
Well, we can't know specifically. We know before the earth. That's about that narrows it down at least a certain age anyway.
How powerful are angels? Can we interact with them? You know, these are questions that I think any thinking person has wondered about from time to time. Steve and I have a lot more to talk about, but first, I want to tell you about how to get your free copy of Is There Really a Devil? This is a very important booklet. It'll help you understand not only about angels and where they came from, but about demons and the one the Bible calls Satan the devil. Where did he come from? We'll be right back after this.
Why does so much conflict, violence, and downright evil permeate our societies? Why such chaos and confusion for the majority of mankind? Things do not just happen without someone or something causing them to happen. You can know the cause of this world's problems and the underlying reason for so many of the difficulties you face in your own life. Our free booklet, Is There Really a Devil?, will help you understand the real cause of all these evils, and more importantly, what you can do about it. Our free booklet, Is There Really a Devil?, will help you understand the incredible truth about what lies ahead for all humanity. Call for your copy right now. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy of Is There Really a Devil? There is no cost or obligation, and it may change your life for the better. Ask for your copy today by calling 1-800-966-9232.
Welcome back to Good News Radio. We've been talking with Steve Myers, a pastor with the United Church of God, and today we're discussing the topic of angels and the spirit world. We've already seen that we're not alone in the universe. There is a spirit world in addition to the person we call God. And there's these angels who are supernatural beings created by God before the earth, before physical things. So that's the only time period we have is before physical things he created these beings. Now, obviously, they're different than human beings. We know they exist. We don't see them the way we see each other. How powerful are angels?
I think that's what makes the whole subject so intriguing. Why we are so interested? How do we find more information about it? Well, you got to go to the Bible if you want to find out true spiritual understanding. And when you look to the Bible, you can see very plainly these are powerful beings, especially in comparison to human beings. They are very powerful. 2 Peter 2:11 says that they are greater in power and might than we are. And so that's something that would immediately tell us we better be careful. You better watch it when you're dealing with something that has that kind of power and force behind it. When you look at Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 5, that's a quote from the Psalms where David, King David, says that you have made man a little lower than the angels. So even David understood the fact that we as human beings are not as strong or not as powerful as angels. So this is something that is, you know, they've got some authority in a sense behind them as well. And so God created them for the moment. They are much more powerful than mankind. So it's an interesting thing because it also tells us that in Luke chapter 20 and verse 34, it talks about the state of angels, that one of the things, once they were created, now they are eternal. And so since their creation, they're going to live from that point on forever. And Luke describes this as he quotes Jesus Christ. He said that in this age, people marry and that they're given in marriage. But the angels, it says, they don't marry. They don't marry. They're not given in marriage. And it says that they can no longer die. So they are eternal beings. So just in that sense, they're much more powerful than we are because we're going to die.
Right. We're mortal.
Absolutely. And so angels are not.
That's interesting. You know, you mentioned that they don't marry, so they don't reproduce like human beings do.
No, they do not. They do not. So certainly the character trait is that they have a different sense of being than we do, because we're bound to die, and so angels can continue. They are eternal. They're wise. They can be obedient. Angels can obey God, can live his law. Psalm 103, verse 20 mentions that specifically, that they excel in strength, is what that passage says there. So that we see once again there, even sometimes referred to as mighty ones. And that's an interesting thought when you think of it, because Jesus Christ even said that he could call legions of angels. So you talk about power. That's some authority backing you up when you can do that sort of thing, as well as obeying God's commands, or that same Psalm 103 talks about doing his word. So an angel can make that choice to obey God.
Now, you're talking about make that choice to obey. So a little bit I want to talk about that. They do have free will then.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
So they're not automatons.
They weren't originally created that way in any sense of the word. They had a choice, and maybe that's the best way to say it. They had a choice to choose to either obey or not to obey. And so good angels, I guess you could say, if you wanted to divide it up, a good angel made the choice, a distinct opportunity to choose to obey God. And in a sense, when an angel chose that, their character is a little bit different than I think man is. You know, man, we have a physical life, and we're not eternal. And so God can continue to work with us since, you know, we're bound to physically die. We can change. We can alter. We can change our thought and begin to obey God, even though we sin at times. We can repent and change. Now, angels, because they're eternal, are different. Since they are eternal, they had an opportunity to choose. Once that decision was made, in a sense, their character was locked in. So a good angel would be one that serves God. And evidently the Bible talks about maybe multiple millions. We're not really sure of the numbers that serve God.
I want to come back to that in a few minutes, because this concept of good angels and bad angels, I want to come back to that. Another question, though, I'd like to ask before that. Does the Bible tell us why? I mean, you know, God doesn't do things without a purpose. Why did he create angels, and what is their purpose in their creation?
Right. When you look at why, there are several things that are revealed from the Bible. Certainly, I suppose number one would be he made them as his servants, in the sense that they serve God, they help God, they're a part of his overall plan. When you read different passages in the Bible, it talks about angels, in a sense, walking the earth and observing conditions, reporting back to God. They're also servants of God's people. They serve God's people. And so in that sense, God uses them to help his overall plan for mankind. And so angels have an interesting purpose as you look. They also protect mankind. They watch over God's people. Talk about a big job. That's a big job, especially for some of us, that angels have to watch over us.
There is a concept of guardian angels then.
There is. The Bible certainly reveals it. Now, specifics, maybe not so clear that, you know, maybe you and I have a certain special angel. You know, I'm not sure you can prove that out of the Bible, but certainly you can prove the whole concept that God does watch over us and protects us through his holy angels. And that kind of leads us also to the fact that there are interactions in the Bible between God, men and angels, mankind and angels, that they're messengers from God. Over and over and over again throughout the Bible, we read many passages where angels deliver messages from God, whether it be to Abraham, whether it be to many, many other people throughout the Bible, where angels are messengers. And so they might manifest themselves in order to carry out those duties that God has laid out for them. And so I guess you could say the responsibilities or the purpose that God created angels are for all of these things in that sense, that they even fight spiritual battles, it talks about throughout the Bible, that there is, you know, an altar side, I guess you could say, you know, alter ego to some of these angels, in the sense that some did not choose to be good. And so there are spiritual warfares going on in that sense. And so it is an interesting concept when you look at all the different reasons you try to see throughout the Bible why God created angels.
Are some of them named? I mean, in the Bible? Or
oh, something? Yeah, absolutely. We know there are angels that have specific names. Gabriel was one. Lucifer was another. Michael was another. So not many of them do we know their names, but certain ones we certainly do. I guess you could say the archangels seem to carry more of an identity in that sense, where we have a specific name for them. And then you could also follow through specific duties that they carried out, whether it be special visions that they helped deliver a message to a certain
like
prophet.
Daniel.
Like the prophet Daniel, absolutely. And so you see that throughout the Bible, that, and you see how they also fight, in a sense, that evil force of Satan the devil as well.
I want to talk more about that evil force after the break. There's much more we need to talk about regarding angels, but first, get a piece of paper and a pen, because we're going to tell you how to get your free copy of Is There a Devil? You know, even the call to order the booklet is free, and believe me, no one from Good News Radio is ever going to ask you for money. We'll be right back.
You can know the cause of this world's problems and the underlying reason for so many of the difficulties you face in your own life. Our free booklet, Is There Really a Devil?, will help you understand the real cause of all these evils, and more importantly, what you can do about it. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy of Is There Really a Devil? Ask for your copy today by calling 1-800-966-9232.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but bad news? Well, here's some good news. You can receive a year's subscription to the Good News Magazine absolutely free. The Good News Magazine isn't a Pollyannish cover-up of today's problems. It is a magazine that dares to look at today's problems and ask the questions that must be asked. The Good News seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered in the pages of your Bible. Today's radio program is sponsored by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. Your free subscription to the Good News has already been paid. You will never be sent a bill or be obligated in any way. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232 for your free subscription to the Good News behind the headlines.
Here on Good News Radio, we've been discussing angels with Pastor Steve Myers. We've already seen that according to the Bible, angels are powerful, wise, holy. They're created beings that the God, the creator of the universe, created. But this is a question we've been sort of going back and forth on and hitting around here in the whole program today. Did God create all angels good, or did he create angels, evil angels also?
That's a great question, because if you believe that God is love, like the Bible says, how in the world could he create evil? Well, the Bible reveals that he didn't. He created all angels as good, but...
because they're not all good.
Right. No, there's not. So the question is, well, how did that happen then? Well, he created them good, but he gave them an opportunity to choose. Just like mankind in that sense. We have an opportunity to choose. They weren't robots. They weren't automatons. They were created with the opportunity to choose. And so when you see Lucifer, for example, the angel named Lucifer was created good. He was beautiful. He was wonderful. Everything was great about him. He was one of those covering cherubs it talks about.
When you say Lucifer, that's mentioned in Isaiah.
Yeah,
it's in the Bible.
Absolutely. In the Bible, you can find Lucifer mentioned in Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28. Those are the two big chapters that talk about a good angel that went bad, I guess you could say. And Lucifer became Satan the devil because of the choices that he made. He was, you know, fantastic. I mean, can you imagine being at the very throne of the creator of the universe? I mean, what an awesome responsibility. And yet God gave him other responsibilities, put him over the earth. And yet, because of the choices he made, he sinned. He saw his own beauty, in a sense, got caught up in it like we do in our own world today, that we get caught up in the beauty and we've got to do all these wonderful things to try to stay young-looking. And, you know, Satan got caught up in his own beauty and it caused him to sin. He caused a third of the angels that God created to follow after him. And so Satan became evil. He wasn't evil to begin with. The demons, his cohorts, those third of the angels that followed him, they were not evil to begin with, but they made the wrong choices. They sinned, as the Bible says, and so they became evil. And so now Satan is working to overcome God in any way that he possibly can.
You know, it's hard to believe that there are beings out there, powerful, wonderfully created beings, that know God, that have seen God, and chose something other than what He presented to them, wanted them to be.
It is phenomenal.
It is.
Think about it.
Yeah.
You would hope that if I could look God in the face, I would make the right choices all the time.
Yeah.
But it also proves the fact that you do have a choice.
Right. Free will is a powerful force.
Absolutely.
What was his, you know, Lucifer's, before he became Satan, what was his original position? I mean, what does the Bible tell us what God created him, why he created him, what his position was?
Right, we mentioned Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28. Those are the two passages to zero in on if you want to learn a little bit more about that. Isaiah 14 specifically talks about Lucifer having a throne, and that throne was on the earth is what the indication is from Ezekiel 28. So Satan, Lucifer at that time, is the ruler of the earth, you could say. And in fact, that's borne out when Jesus Christ was born and then was tempted in the wilderness. I think most of us are familiar with that he offered Jesus the world if he would fall down and worship him. Well, he could do that because he was the ruler of the world in that sense. And ultimately, Christ will be, but it wasn't to be at that time. And so Lucifer wasn't happy with just the earth. You know, if God's ruler of the universe, at some point Lucifer decided the earth wasn't enough. I want more. And so he took that third of the angels that he convinced that God was somehow slighting them, I suppose, mm-hmm. and he went after God, and he tried to overthrow God, and there was this tremendous battle. You can read about it in Revelation 12. And he was thrown back down to the earth, and Jesus Christ himself said, I saw Satan fall like lightning back to the earth. And so they were cast out of the presence of God, thrown back down to the ground. And so Satan, because he couldn't overcome God, he decided, well, let's go for the next best thing. Let's try to overcome Jesus Christ when he was born. And, of course, that didn't work. Christ said, get behind me, Satan. And so then, in a sense, he goes down to the next level. Well, let's see if we can thwart God's plan in any way that we can. And that hasn't been going so good either. So, in a sense, now he's down to our level.
Which explains the evil in this world.
Absolutely. So he's out to get human beings. If he can't thwart God's plan, he can certainly try to thwart human beings from coming into a closer relationship with God. And so that's why the Bible says he's our adversary. He's the opposer. He's the one that opposes the brethren. He opposes anything that God does. He's the one that resists God's way and his plan and good. And so that's why he's a rebel. His demons are rebels, and so the Bible now, you know, God calls a spade, you know, and he's the ultimate ace of spades, is the fact that, you know, now he's a red dragon, he is a demon, and he's described at that. So God didn't create a Satan, but it certainly reminds us that through the example of Lucifer, who became Satan the devil, that we have a choice. And our choices ultimately determine, you know, what our future will be in that sense.
Well, you know, I think any thinking person is going to say, okay, I should avoid Satan, demons. But that leads us to another question then. If we look at the good angels, okay, should human beings pray or worship the angels that are good?
Great question. You know, the Bible's clear. You read the commandments, you have no other gods before the true God. Why in the world would you want to pray to an angel if God was very specific to say, I'm the only one there is? In fact, throughout the Bible, you know, it is very clear that angels do not want to be worshipped. Good angels, they understand that fact. And yet, what Satan has done is because he wants to be worshipped. He said that to Jesus Christ, fall down and worship me, I'll give you all this. He longs for that power that he sees as God the Father having. Even though God's motivation is love, Satan's motivation is power and lust and greed. And so he wants to be worshipped. So that should, you know, remind us immediately that we better not be worshipping anything like this, even if it has the appearance of good. Because the Bible says, 2 Corinthians 11:14, Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. That's a scary thing. It might seem good. It might look good. It might feel good. But wait a second. This is not good. So if you want to worship an angel, you think that sounds good, you think that seems good, feels good, the Bible says, hey, don't do that. Don't do that because Satan has deceived the world. The Bible says he's deceived the whole world. In fact, that passage in 2 Corinthians 11:13 says there are false apostles, false workers, and they look like they're disciples and apostles of Christ. I mean, that is a serious thing. In fact, Revelation 9:10, even in John's vision, he saw these great tremendous things going on in his vision, and he fell down to worship this being that was helping him reveal these visions. And what did the being say to him? Well, it was an angel. He said, "Hey, don't fall down on the ground. Don't be worshiping me. That's not appropriate." So even though it may seem that we should pray or we should worship these, stay away from it. The Bible's clear. Don't get involved with that at all.
In other words, if an angel, if a supernatural being wants you to worship him and it's not God, then it's not a good angel.
It is not a good angel at all.
Unfortunately, we're out of time, but we will have you back on the program.
Okay, great.
The Bible mentioned angels over 250 times from Genesis to Revelation. Not only did Jesus refer to angels in his teaching, but the New Testament records that angels were present at his birth, resurrection, and ascension. Angels also ministered to him after his temptation by Satan in the wilderness and in the garden just before his arrest and crucifixion. Put your trust in God. Angels serve him. So should you. If you would like to get your free copy of Is There Really a Devil? Simply call this toll-free number, 1-800-966-9232. Why were you born? Well, there's a big difference between grasping the future God wants for you and simply going on the way you have been. The choice, it's up to you. For Good News Radio, I'm Gary Petty.
You can know the cause of this world's problems and the underlying reason for so many of the difficulties you face in your own life. Our free booklet, Is There Really a Devil?, will help you understand the real cause of all these evils, and more importantly, what you can do about it. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy of Is There Really a Devil? Ask for your copy today by calling 1-800-966-9232.
You've been listening to the Good News Radio program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. We seek the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. To receive your free copy of the literature offered on today's program, please call toll-free 1-800-966-9232. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. 1-800-966-9232.